Are you gay?
Geeky?
Just enjoy hearing your good Judy's dish about the latest in pop culture?
Well, then you're in luck.
The boys of Flame On are here for you.
In every episode, we discuss the topics that entrance us.
Whether it's comics, TV,
movies,
drag queens,
or video games,
we've got you covered.
So, if you're ready for your gay and geeky slice of pop culture life,
then sit back and get ready to
Flame On!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Look, I'm going to level with you. I have my own things to deal with. After all, we are about to have a lovely landing.
The Orphans, an original cinematic audio drama, is now available. And now, The Orphans Facility, an exciting new prequel series. Catch up with Season 1 with new episodes of Facility coming bi-weekly.
The following episode of Flame On is presented by the Nerdy Show Network.
Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse.
All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop.
Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination.
And with the generous support of listeners like you.
To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
What's going on, dear listeners? Pat DeBear here with another episode of Flame On. Now that's what I call gay life, episode number 475, because I can never remember what episode it is while we're recording them. I am joined today by BJ.
Hello.
And Josh.
Hello.
And we are here to discuss more things about our personal lives for your listening entertainment and the betterment of BJ's existence.
Of course. See, you're getting it. Perfect.
Right? I'm not mad about it. It's been fun. It's the new me is trying to be more transparent and open and have conversations about things that old me probably would have shied away from. So it's helped me to be a better person as well.
We've heard stories about Bear Week. We know you're open.
For business 24/7. Hey!
I mean, everybody's closed right now due to...
Yes.
Miss 19.
Because why don't we want to die, BJ?
We don't want to die for a mediocre dick.
Mm-hmm, that's right. New merch coming soon. So we, on our last episode of Now That's What I Call Gay Life, we talked about previous crushes that are not necessarily morally upright or, as some would say, problematic. You know, my favorite word.
I couldn't think of any other word to use that wouldn't be like, did you date a murderer? Like,
I mean, in this instance, it really does work. It's one of those buzzwords that, like snowflake, that it just seems like it gets utilized in such a demeaning fashion.
You don't like the newest X-Men?
Wait,
there's a mutant. I don't know if they actually use them in the comic yet, but supposedly there was a mutant named Safe Space and Snowflake.
Yes, I remember hearing about that. I forget what book it was or what it's going to be a part of. But yeah, there's four new characters that they had come up with. And I want to say that they are LGBT plus creators that are involved in the project. And there was a lot of pushback in the naming and all of this. That's a whole topic for a different time. But
yeah.
But we did talk about our previous crushes or people that we have dated, been involved with that were deemed problematic in general.
Drug dealer.
And then went and got donuts from Krispy Kreme where the woman could smell the sex and shame coming off of you.
There was no shame.
Well, I mean, live your best life, bitch. That's all I got to say. So, and then we learned that Josh still hasn't really done much with his life.
Nope.
Oh, is the guy's name is Much? I thought he had a different name.
Hmm? Too vague. Say their name. Oh, so we are back to chat some more. So, BJ, why don't you go ahead and take us away and tell us what we're going to be talking about on this episode of Now That's What I Call Gay Life.
So, now that we're all pretty much locked down and either working weird hours or working from home, we've got a lot of time to check people's receipts. So, in the vein of last week's episode, where I asked you guys about the history of dating problematic people, would you date a Republican? Now we're going to talk about where the line is. Something that maybe I'm just old and bitter. I probably am. That's where this is coming from, ladies and gentlemen, and other. I have noticed that even though everybody's a bit more socially conscious, people are calling out issues, either political or legal at this point. Everybody's like up in arms about a lot of things right now. But something that I still do kind of notice is that people kind of give a pass to the hot ones. And it may not just be somebody that's just classically hot, but
I mean, stop talking about me like that, BJ.
Something that I've just noticed growing up, maybe it's just because I'm a weirdo and I watch people when they think I'm not watching. But
I knew I saw you outside my window last night. God damn it, BJ.
All the way up there. I was going to say hi, but then I was staring at Havoc through the window and he was staring back. And then I was like, now it's weird. Especially being a child of the 80s and growing up in the pop cultures that I have, I've seen trends of physical beauty change and warp a bit. They're definitely in a big flux right now with the whole idea of being THICC thick, and who's thick and who's not thick and who's actually thick and
who has a dad bod and got a dad bod. Who's just beefy and still muscular.
What is your personal definition of a dad bod? All that stuff. So I figured, because we've talked about the kinds of guys that we like or that we slept with and people we've dated and everything. But I want to know, have you guys ever given a hot guy a pass, whether it's just you're working at a restaurant or something and you gave him some extra fries, maybe he was a bit of an asshole and you were like, you know what, I can fix him. You know, when have you let stuff go because they're hot? Not necessarily good at sex or, you know, particularly smart. We're just talking about flat out physical beauty. There's a diagram of what a himbo is. And a himbo is like the combination of beauty, stupidity, and like physicality. And if you have too much stupidity but not enough kindness, they're just a jock. But if you have too much kindness, but not enough good looks. They're just like a good guy. So I will once again start with Pat. What is your optimal attractive man? Like, if you could build the best looking person you can think of, and when have you let a massive hottie get away with something you wouldn't normally let anybody else get away with?
Ooh, all right. So let's start with the probably easier one, although my tastes have fluctuated a lot lately. It used to be pretty simple that most of the people that I was most attracted to were older than me. Maybe because I'm inching ever so much closer to 40 that the pendulum has swung a little bit the other way. I still do enjoy my daddies. So I will say probably ideally plus or minus 5 years from my age. Ideally someone who's a bit taller, maybe the 6'2" range. I would like them to be thicker. I'm trying to think if I can think of a person. So if you took Zac Efron's current body, I know, right?
Oh.
And added maybe an extra 10 to 20 pounds of just a little more fluff, just a little extra, just to make it a little softer. That would be ideal. I do love a furry chest. Eyes are a huge deal for me, so maybe some nice blue eyes, green, brown, like just a light caramel color eye.
Big old eyes.
I'm an eye person and I'm a chest person. Those are my two biggest weaknesses when it comes down to being attracted to somebody.
Stop.
Stop it.
I got both. I got
my
both.
My eyes are up here.
You have eyes and a chest? Good to know.
So here's a quick question. Do you call them tits? That's something I've been noticing more and more. Like man tits.
Oh God, no, definitely not man tits.
Moobs? What about moobs?
It's okay, so
cuz I like to call mine moobs.
I do too, especially when I'm chatting with somebody and then I push them together and, you know, like
I just realized you do that.
You know, it's okay. I think it depends on if I'm trying to be funny and like playful. A lot of times it's titties. I just enjoy, like, just because it's
titties
across the board, it's just titties. I feel like there's a lot of toxic masculinity that's being disguised when it's like, give me that boy pussy or show me those man tits. Like, it's still trying to be that overly aggressive male dominated, like male over female type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
when it's used that way,
like the dominant guy is trying to compare the not so dominant guy or the femme guy more to a woman to be,
yeah,
to elevate their masculinity.
Correct.
Okay.
And that person who is the sub or the partner in this scenario doesn't have to be femme or doesn't have to be as, like, they could be on a fairly equal masculine trait scale.
Yeah.
But they are still trying to assert their dominance.
I see.
I think a real dom, a real person that has that sir mentality, can figure out ways to be a better dom than to have it be a masculine versus feminine type of thing. But I mean, I like calling them, I mean, pecs, you know, moobs, boobs, titties, like whatever. Mine are soft and jiggly enough for them to be whatever. but I don't, yeah, I'm not a man tits or that type of person to call them that. I just feel weird about that.
Pat's like, get off my areola.
Get off my areola. That's the episode title.
You know what that's from, right?
I do. Come on, BJ. That's why I'm.
I know. No, I know. That's why you said it, BJ. You don't know that, right?
No.
Go listen to Yoga by Janelle Monáe.
Oh shit! You're right.
So get off my areola. Yeah. So I think, I mean, that's kind of like my ideal. I like there to be some cushion. I like it to be soft and welcoming.
So like a optimal, sorry, I've been piecing together this person in my brain. The closest thing I can think of to television-wise, God, we gotta stop aging ourselves in these episodes. Because immediately I'm like, oh, like a slightly younger, more muscular Grizzly Adams. Because I think slightly younger for Grizzly Adams would be like your age.
So I think you're pretty close with that, BJ. I did a quick little Google search because I know the name, but I was never a big watcher of Grizzly Adams.
Yeah,
but I could definitely see that, and yeah, you know, and it's weird because like that's it's an ideal versus like what I find attractive because my tastes can fluctuate for a lot of different things like. Give me somebody like Paul Hollywood. Melt. Give me somebody like Duff Goldman, who is, in certain ways, they have similarities, but, you know, Duff is probably a bit doughier than Paul is, but they're both, like, to me, both extremely attractive. But then you've got somebody like an Idris Elba, who is just, like, perfection. Like, it's a whole gamut of people that I find attractive, but I think overall, the way I described it is probably my my personal ideal that I could see myself probably ending up with.
When it's raining outside and it's cold and you're curled up in bed and you're thinking of who you would like to be putting their arm around you right now, that's the amalgam that you build out of pillows in your head.
Correct. There you Absolutely.
Go. Perfect. All right, and now the more difficult question, when have you ever, I mean, I would like to not assume that we all haven't given pretty people free passes, but when have you ever given the closest to the amalgam man in your head maybe an extra song at karaoke or maybe some extra fries?
Yeah, so I think for the most part, I don't think I've done anything that has been a huge question of whether or not, like, it shouldn't have happened or, like, that they were a douche, but...
Yeah, they could be, it doesn't matter if, like, they could be a good person or bad person, just you were like, here's a small fry. They accidentally gave me an extra one.
I definitely am swayed in the direction of being nicer to attractive men during karaoke for sure.
I think I called you out on it once.
Probably.
It was the first time. I think it may have been one of my friends were visiting or something was happening. I think it was one of my friends visiting. And you were like, when it's your first time doing karaoke, you have to take off your shirt. And I was in the far background and I just went, that's a lie.
It's not, though. I just don't always enforce it. And that's probably where I'm a bad person, but whatever. If there is an attractive person, I'm like, hey... The rule is you've got to take your shirt off your first time. And we've established that like years ago.
Yeah.
When I was just doing karaoke at Stonewall. And then it became bigger, more popular when I went to Parliament House. And it became a thing. And it's always funny because a lot of the people that I would do it to would kind of give me this look, and I'm like, that's the rule. And I would point to Chris, the bartender, because a lot of times we were on the same page about wanting to see them sing shirtless. So he'd be like, yeah, that's the rule. And I'd say 87% of the time it worked. But I've purchased shots for cute boys. There is actually one in particular that his name is Joey. He lives in Atlanta. One of the most adorable, one of the sweetest people that I met in my time working in the Bear Den. So handsome. So furry. And not, he's more of an otter wolfish type. So probably not normally the person that I would probably be most drawn to. But he also was kind of flirty with me, so that was nice. And made me feel a lot better about myself.
What's wolfish?
Wolf is an otter with more muscles.
Gotcha.
At least that is the definition that I've become accustomed to. Where an otter is usually just skinny and hairy, a wolf is skinnier but more defined, more worked out than an otter.
Gotcha.
And then on top of that, I think Joey's first song that he did at Barrioke was Prince. And at that point, I was like, I'm in love with you. Let's go get married. We're leaving. I was like, okay, we're buying shots for this man right here. He took his shirt off for his first song. And I held on to it because I was like, I don't need you putting this on in the middle of your performance. And he was one of those that every time
his first song.
Of course I did. You think I'm stupid? I won't take advantage of that. And it smelled delightful. And every single time he would come in, because he had a client, the company he works for had a client in Orlando. So he would come down every so often, and he would always come out to the Bear Den. He would hit me up and be like, hey, is there karaoke tonight? I'm in town. I'm like, yep, come on down. And he, every single first song of the night, made him take his shirt off, and he was always such a good sport about it. I've also done that for, like, if people are like, oh, can you bump my song up? Usually it's money, but if they're really cute, I'm like, take your shirt off. Some people call it an abuse of power. I say, I really have no power over you in that kind of situation. You could leave. I'm still going to put you in for a song. I'm, you know, there's no HR infraction there.
There's no HR at Parliament House.
Do you want to sing? Get on the casting couch and take off your shirt.
You want to be a star, don't you?
I mean, that's how Pat got me to do the Bear Den posters often. Like, the first time he asked me, he's like, you want to be a star? Take off your shirt.
Take it off.
Take off your pants. And next thing you know, I'm on my underwear.
Do I have to?
That wasn't the first ad.
No, the under... Was it? Not the first one?
I thought Aaron Gobert was the first one, and then the Underbear one was after. Maybe not. Maybe it was.
Those were definitely the first two.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I don't know. Listen, I've had people that their first time at my house, they were naked, and I was taking pictures for an ad for other people. I don't know how it happened, but it did.
You had them change in front of you?
Well, no. Like, legit. Austin, when he moved to Orlando, he legitimately pulled up in his car or the moving truck, and his friend Rob was coming over to do photos for me for something else, and he was like, all right, come with me. And then we got Austin to take pictures in the merch also, and we were like, all right, we'll change it or put this on or whatever, and he just got naked and changed. I was like, oh, all right. Well, that happened. So, I mean, it's tough. I try not to give pretty people too many passes in general because, again, I don't want to be that enabler. And I don't get free passes because I'm not pretty enough to fall into this category. So, screw you. You don't get passes from me. So I think that's, I think that overall, I mean, aside from just like silly fun shit like that, I don't think there's much that I've done. With everything that's been going on, like I can think of a couple of social media famous people that have pulled stupid shit and then do their, how long was that video on Instagram, Josh? Like, was it 4 or 5 minutes where it was just all tears and, oh, I'm so sorry, I did it. Those things were the old
was
me.
It was it yeah. This model?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
There's that's interesting too to see. Now I'm a morally gray person on a good day, and it's been interesting to see like people of like the porn community and especially the porn community and you know models.
Billy Santoro.
Maybe. But to see...
Please feel for me. I'm in the ER with no mask on. You're on a set of a porn shoot. What the fuck are you doing, dude? My partner is in here with me. It's Rona season. Nobody's partner is in the emergency room with them.
But it's interesting just to see how when, now that that sort of environment is changing, I won't say it's going away, but it's definitely changing, and it's definitely like, back maybe when I was like 12, I would notice it a lot, like amongst my parents, like the way my parents would treat certain people, like a cute girl at the cash out counter and the way my dad would talk to her versus the older lady. You just stuff like that I would notice and I'd comment on it because, you know, I was 12 and I didn't give a fuck. And it's just one of those things where that whole environment is now changing because of, like, everything that's going on. People are at home. Nobody's putting on fucking makeup for you. They're at home. I'm like, I am... this is the first recording of this podcast I've done at home with actual underwear on. Normally, I'm just Donald Ducking it. I'm covering the twins, but the beans and the Franks are just flopping around. So,
oh,
like,
goodness.
I'm like, I'm at home. Nothing dictates when I put on pants or underwear at home but me. But
I'm Donald Ducking it.
But
my
no,
favorite
it's,
thing.
It's interesting now to see how people are reacting to that environment sort of changing.
Yeah, because we're seeing a lot less of influencers and social media people that thrive on going places and taking selfies in places and doing all these things and or at the gym and whatnot. And when you're in places where the gyms are closed and should still be fucking closed, really, why are things open during this fucking Rona that we can't seem to get under control? And I get that certain places are doing better than others, but still, it's like peeing in the pool. Just because you're on the other side of it doesn't mean that there's not contamination.
Yeah.
One of the best descriptions I ever heard, like I have read about that, the whole
peeing in the pool
is the peeing in the pool thing. Because I mean, until we have a unified resolve and solution to this, every state doing their own thing and not essentially, aside from locking down every state and their borders and not letting people travel from state to state, it doesn't matter if one state's doing better.
Yeah.
If you guys were to come up here right now, you're supposed to quarantine for 2 weeks, but it's on you to do that. So what does it mean if somebody doesn't do it? It's ridiculous. Anyway, but these influencers, these people that thrive on these likes, don't have that ability right now. So we're seeing a shift in what is being popular.
Yeah.
And the people who are doing crafts and doing puzzles and doing and making bread are the ones that are becoming kind of the focus of what's being shared and applauded versus the quote unquote pretty people who may or may not be morally on the better side of a grayscale.
Yeah.
Cause I don't think honestly there's anybody that's at one end or the other. Because everybody, even if you are reprehensible, there's probably things that you've done that are decent in your life at some point in time to not make it completely one way. And the people that are the most pious probably have done things that are bad that don't put them all the way at that end of the spectrum. So,
yeah. But, okay.
That's my hot take on it.
And it is sizzling.
All right, listeners, if you've enjoyed this or any of the other content that Flame On provides for you, why not head over to flameonshow.com and follow us on your favorite social media platform? Just scroll to the bottom, and you'll be able to click on those chicklets and follow us on the platform of your choice. Flame On is listener-funded entertainment, so if you would like to help support us in making these shows for you, head on over to patreon.com/flameonshow, where you can subscribe at any of the four levels that we offer. There's great content for you up there and more new content coming very soon. So head on over to patreon.com/flameonshow today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So, Josh, what is... Now, I'm going to ask you this question, knowing full well that there might be a certain somebody listening. Now... You can just describe him to save face. However, what would be your, and this is there's no personality in it. We've got life clay.
So most of the guys that we've all been involved with. No personality involved in it.
Yeah. And that was shade, ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't say currently, I'm just saying, you know, most of the guys that we've been involved with.
You're on Themyscira, you're crafting, you're male Amazonian. What is the perfect man that you are building right now?
I got what I got. No, what I got is great. I very much enjoy what I got. No complaints. If I...
All right, now press pause and let's hear the real truth.
If I... Well, no, he can hear because I've talked about it. Basically, I would take David Harbour, but with a little bit more chest hair. And, yeah. That's about it.
So just David Harbour.
Apparently he's back on social media and I'm still following him. I literally opened up my Instagram and it's the first thing on there.
Is the video being shared anywhere?
Oh, I don't know, but I love it. I just went to his profile to unfollow him because whatever, goodbye. And it's America's favorite bear model. Let me see if I can find that video. I'm so sorry. That was the old me. I don't feel that way anymore.
So David Harbour with just some extra fur.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very yeah.
Simple.
I like everything that was featured in season 3 of Stranger Things. I like what I saw.
Yeah.
Just throw a little extra hair on it and I'm good to go.
Now, what? Now, have you ever let any of the hot guys get away with anything, or have you bought them like maybe an extra shot or two? Been like, oh look, there's an extra frozen froyo in here. Why don't you just have it Oh, it's your favorite? I didn't know.
So I'm not sure how this is about to come out. But, I've never really been in much of a position to, like, give something away or include a little extra something with a guy I felt that was attractive. I guess the
That's not what I read on the bathroom wall.
I guess the closest was when I was working at Moe's and I didn't put a sticker on this guy's burrito because he wanted extra meat. I was like,
yes, he did.
Okay. So that was really about it. But let's be honest, I have made a lot of exceptions to the guys I have dated. None of which were actually that hot to get the pass. They were not hot enough to get the pass or the exception, except for one. But there really wasn't much to excuse or, like, you know, bypass.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the guys that I've dated in the past were shitty dudes, and I decided to look the other way when either A, they were, like, texting other guys, or one case I had we had a mutual ex, and they were still, like, sexting, and I found out, and I looked past it and said, well, let's, I guess, focus moving forward. But then, actually, yeah, those are pretty much the situations that I've managed to excuse. And like I said, neither one of them were hot enough to validate that pass.
Well, hindsight's 20/20 now, but like at the time, yeah. were you like, ah, he's hot. I'll just give it. He gets a strike.
I thought like they were both at the time. I thought they were cute. I definitely thought that I was kind of slumming it.
Okay.
A little bit, but
hey, know your worth, shit. Like,
and see, now when I was younger, I think a part of it was so rare that I found someone that I kind of crushed or liked and that liked me back, or that I was attracted to that was attracted to me back. So the second one, the one that I was mainly referencing, definitely not my type at all. Skinnier, hairless, looked like they kind of came from the crack house side of the train tracks.
I'm starting to think you're problematic.
Why?
No, the fact that he doesn't have hardly any stories about him making exceptions for other guys means he's the one that all the guys have let get away with shit. I know you know. But
I mean,
actually, I was going to say, has that happened for you before, though?
Where I've got passes?
Where or free shit? Either passes or free shit because you're cute.
Oh, I've got, yeah, I got free shit. Oh. I got, like, I've gotten a few free drinks here and there. I've gotten, I'm trying to think of, I bought something, I ordered extra something from a couple different places. I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it. I was like, oh, really? Well, here's the tip, then. So
I ordered the lobster, Danny.
Here's the tip.
But yeah, now granted, it hasn't happened, like, a whole lot. But yeah. I've had a few times where I've gotten either a discount on something, or I may have gotten, like, a little extra something, or some free drinks or something like that, so.
Okay.
I mean, I'm adorable, so I mean, that's not necessarily out of the realm of possibility.
And humble.
This so bitch humble. Is far too confident to be doing these episodes with us.
Listen, I'm at a point in my life where I definitely know I'm prime beef. It may be a little fattier than, you know, the high-end stuff, but
that's where all the flavor is, though.
But it's, exactly, it's still got plenty of flavor. And it's still very likable, You know, you don't walk away with a complaint. Go, you know what? That beef was meh. That, you know, you walk away and you say, that beef was delicious.
I feel like the three of us are the fates. And like he's the, what is that, the spring fate? Or whoever the youngest one is. There's the younger one, there's like autumn, and then there's like winter. He's like spring.
Oh.
So. Okay. All right. Well, there we go. We got somebody from the other side of the tracks. He gets occasionally free dinner. Look at you. So young. Full of life. Enjoy your free drinks while they're still coming.
Oh, I don't get them anymore. So.
One day you'll look just like me.
I guess to some my beef became a little bit of a jerky. So a little dried out.
It all became not as desirable. Like dried out in the end. That's why you gotta moisturize.
Moisturize me.
So it's weird. Because I don't know when I started doing this, but when I was, so like when I was growing up and I would see this kind of disparity between like pretty people and like normal people, because my parents, they were fucking gorgeous. Like my dad was, I think I have a picture of him from when he was in college. And when I tell you the thirst messages I got, asking about that hot dude I posted on Father's Day, I'm like, that's my fucking father. And they're like, oh, he doesn't look like that anymore. And I'm like, this is what it looks like now. And they're like, oh, that's even better. And I'm just like, okay, all right. And my my mother was that girl in school who was like perfect grades, looked amazing, all that bullshit. Her siblings like to throw some shade at her about that. So growing up, I kind of never really had that whole, like, oh yeah, you know, you're pretty, because my parents were like, well, we're pretty. So you and Kelsey are obviously pretty. And I'm just like, bitch, no, the fuck I'm not. What the hell? So it was weird, because I don't think I was ever in a situation where, like, I had the power to give people stuff. Like, I worked in a restaurant, but I was, like, a busboy. All I could do was tell them, like, when the hot girl worked during the week. So it really wasn't ever, like, a situation where I could be, like, you know, here's some extra fries. I'm going to eat some goddamn fries tonight. I don't know why I keep talking about them. Some fried food is happening. But it was, I think somebody bought a drink for me, but it wasn't really because he found me attractive. It was more the fact that he did it because, like, we were really good friends, and it was my first, it was like the second bar I'd ever gone to in my life. And all we did was sit there, talk shit about people, and play we played pinball. So for me, I've always had a massive distrust. I think it was around college when I was kind of out on my own. I didn't have a ton of friends, and college is where, like, everybody's hypersexual, everybody's like free from home, so they're just kind of running wild. And it was one of those things where, like, I don't even think people were paying attention to how people looked when they would have sex with them. So, because there would be dudes, apparently, that would call one of the dorm halls, which I don't know if it was the gay dorm hall. It's just, that's the one dudes would call. And they would, like, what are you doing tonight? And I'm like, what am I doing tonight? And they're just like, you know what you're doing tonight. And I'm like, my homework? Okay, I'll talk to you later, bye. And I'll just hang up. And then, like, a year later, one of my old college friends was like, dude, if you wanted some dick, you just gave him your room number. He would show up. I'm like, what? So, and then, of course, I'd just wait by the phone.
Why does nobody tell you about those things beforehand? Why is it always afterwards?
I don't know, but that's some bullshit. Listen, if you know me and we're friends and we hang out, you need to tell me this bullshit before it happens. Anyway, yeah, no, it was somewhere around college where it's like the better looking somebody was, the more I was kind of a hard ass to them. And along the way, it's weird because I learned how to forge meaningful relationships. I learned how to forge meaningful relationships without the dating or romantic relationship portion of it. So really, I never had a sense of like, oh, that person's hot, let me get them something. So I didn't really have my friends that I thought were super hot, I would look at them and be like, hey, let me buy you a Coke. And they're like, sure, what do we have to do for it? I'm like, nothing. And I'd give it to them, and then as they're walking away, and I'm like, you've already been doing it this whole time, baby. I saw you changed in front of me the other day. Here you go, sweetie. You know, smack him on the ass and be like, here's a little something for daddy. But that's because I'm friends with them. Like, I usually, the perks come from the fact that I know them. So a lot of that sort of thing only comes after I get to know a person, which feels backwards in how people do. At least I don't know how people are doing it now, because we're all fucking locked inside. But the way people do it now versus how I've always seen people do it is that people, oh, I find you attractive, let's grab a drink, let's go on a date, let's hang out, and let's fuck and stuff. And then if you get into a relationship, there's always a point I've noticed with relationships where you hit that wall where either you make that jump into like, it's the let's talk about us conversation that I've witnessed a lot of friends have because they weren't paying attention to where I was and I just sat in the room quietly. But it's like, For years and years and years, it's like you meet somebody you find attractive, you do the dating thing, favors, whatever, hang out, you become friends with this romantic overtone, and then you move on to like a long-term relationship thing or marriage or whatever the hell it is people do once they get tired of fucking. And for me, that's where I see people become like, oh, you're my best friend. Like, you're not only the person that, like, I cook and hang out with most of my time and whose butt I also eat, but, like, you're the one that heard me fart the other day and made a joke about it. You're the one that saw me cry. And it feels like I go in reverse. I become that friend and it's like, I just skip the romantic step. So it's weird when somebody's like, are you going to buy that guy a drink? And I'm like, fuck, I am. I got $40 in my pocket. And I'm going to get schnocked. You better say hi. Like, I don't know him. as far as the perfect man, it's weird because 10 years ago, I would have said Grizzly Adams, or literally any of the contestants in the Strongman tournament. That was my awakening. Was in the Strongman competitions, 2 a.m. Oh, so
yours were that. Mine was American Gladiators.
See, now mine isn't. So as
now it's me.
now that I've grown, I don't know what I would do to you.
No, I don't know if that's good or bad.
I'm
going to string you up with my car and drive you across the road
into an empty field.
You're going in the bad boy basement.
And then let the cows the lick your over. Face.
No, for the longest time, it started out like Pat. It was, you know, generally older bearish guys. And then there was a phase where it was like an extreme. It wasn't just like older bearish guys. It was like some dude in his 50s who I couldn't tell was wearing a shirt, who wasn't wearing a shirt. Like, it became this weird thing where I only liked extremes. And now I don't really have much of a type. Which I don't know is a good thing or bad thing, because finding just about everybody attractive is exhausting emotionally and mentally. Jesus, it's exhausting.
I would agree with that, but I think not having a type can be kind of a good thing because you have more options. You're not necessarily limiting yourself.
You would think that. You would think that very much. No, I would say, so I'll have to go, I'll go in the animal terms. So as far as twinks, yeah, I'm good. They have to have like a little bit of a treasure trail. Like, they can be hairless, but if they have like just a little bit of a treasure trail, I don't know, that to me is hotter than them having lots of body hair. You're like, there's this little forest of joy just right there.
Well, I mean, you gotta have something to lead you to the way to the carrot.
I gotta have a flavor saver. Jeez.
Girl, if you need a map to find where the carrot is, then that's a problem.
Me personally, I like Velcro, so I like that,
yeah,
Velcro
no,
action.
And then and when you get into the Otter Boys, it's I like Velcro. Like I like that I could just move their hair around their waist area and people just think they're wearing like a Wookiee outfit and they're not actually naked. Like, I love that. If I'm picking their hair out of my teeth, I know I've done it right. So, when you get into the wolves, yes. They don't even really have to have a specific look.
BJ's all about oral hygiene, so he loves to floss.
Yes. I do like nice teeth. I'd say grooming. But that's not really like a look thing, because I like some guys. There, I have a friend who literally just kind of stopped grooming his beard and his hair, and now I'm like, I can't visit you now because I'm going to be crawling all over you the entire time. And he's like, "What?" And I'm like,
yeah, picking fleas out of his hair, and
right, just like, yeah. So I pretty much, I mean, as far as like body type and everything. What I dream of when it's raining and cold outside and I've stacked my pillows in the shape of a man that I'm cuddling with, I would say it's probably somebody around my age, like no more than like maybe 3 or 4 years older than me, but somebody around my age, maybe taller and super hairy. They don't even really have to have much in the way of muscles or padding. That's kind of it. I like a beard. Flavor saver. So.
So does Kesha. Yeah,
but I'm not super picky. So like coming up with like the perfect amalgam would pretty much just look like a whole bunch of hairy versions of like the strongman competition, every division. So the lightweight to the heavyweight and you got me.
You just want to be picked up and tossed around.
I do. I really do.
Nothing wrong with that.
So, and I like to do the tossing. So it's, a pancake's not done until it's been flipped on both sides. So.
I found that over the years, my type tends to change like a little bit. It has a lot of commonalities. Like there's usually always a beard and most often always chest hair, but aside from that, the rest of it kind of fluctuates a little bit. So that's been kind of interesting for me. But
and I think that's healthy. I think it's healthy to have the things that get your motor running, that make you that make you pull a Friday damn sort of moment. I think it's good to have at least a handful of people that, like, you look back and you're like, they weren't anything like with what I'm shtipping now, so.
I do notice that I do upgrade over the years. So, looking back at my first boys, I'm like, Sorry for the science, everybody. My jaw had just hit the floor because Pat decided to be shitty.
Pat gave a meh.
I'll show y'all a timeline of the guys I've dated.
I mean, there's definitely a massive upgrade from last one to most recent one.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
You were just talking about that one, weren't you?
No.
Oh, that's not... Oh.
Oh, no, he was way too emotionally available.
Oh, God, no. you sound like my sister. But no, thanks, guys. This is great. This is fun. I learned so much.
Yeah, I've learned that I haven't lived at all.
That's the point.
This topic sucked.
And to put a little cap on this before we sign off completely, yes, that live video is still on that person's Instagram, and the comments are hysterical. When you get called out and karma comes right back around and kicks you in the ass, it's always a fun thing. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, dear listeners. It has been a fantastic time opening ourselves up to all of you in this time of the Rona 2020.
Corona! Well,
as long as something's being opened up.
Right.
Coronavirus!
We will be back in 2 weeks with another roundup edition of Flame On. So until then, bye, bitch.
Have a good night and enjoy that bowl of Rice-a-Rona.
Oh, boo.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.